Ya, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk always on the market. Main man, Jason, in the director seat as usual. Welcome to LA. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex in Philly. What up, bro?
Dexter Stucky, super excited to be here, guys. We do have a Dexter Does It this week. There is a viral trend going around social media, TikTok specifically, where they are mixing Dr. Pepper with pickles. And we're going to try it tonight.
Who is we? We are going to try it? Or
King Dex is going to try it tonight.
I'm like, I'm not trying anything. Sorry, Ty. They couldn't see what you were holding up. Go ahead. What were you saying?
We're going to try it.
Oh, zero sugar. Okay. Working on.
Well, I can't do too much.
Working on that diabetes?
No, I don't have diabetes.
He's curving it.
Anyway, I'm doing well. It's Ty.
Are you filing your fingernails? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, you don't file your fingernails?
Not in the middle of a national broadcast.
Like, I mean, I'm just sitting here like, why? You can't really see it. You don't know what I'm doing. You can just see my arms. I just did that because I accidentally picked something up.
Okay.
Like, had you not brought attention to it, no one would have known.
Well, I would have known. I saw you.
We all saw it.
You're smiling then.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. Hit us up in the comments, let us know that you're here. We would like to interact with you all show long. And with that being said, guys, not a lot of news going on, but there's some stuff we definitely got to get into, so let's hit the politics.
Politics is juju ass.
All right, guys. Donald Trump has been ruled in contempt of court again. Another, his 10th violation of the gag order. He's fined another $1,000. And he was warned this time that while jail time is a quote unquote last resort, it's a possibility if he continues to violate the order. So just so you know about that. Trump, for his part, was not at all fazed about the threat. Here's what he had to say.
I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
I'll do that sacrifice any day. Lies. Absolute lies.
If they put Trump in jail for a gag order, he's 100% becoming the president.
I mean, but the fact that you keep talking though, and he's like you literally, they're telling you not to talk about this, and you can't stop talking about it. This is crazy.
I mean, he's narcissistic as fuck. Like he can't. Like he's not gonna be told shut. Like he doesn't have to do a press conference every time he walks out of court.
Before we started,
He feels like he does because he can't campaign. That's his excuse.
I was telling Jason, I didn't realize that there were no cameras in the courtroom because we're always getting a statement from him. He's like, yes, but the statements are him standing outside of the courtroom running his mouth. This is out of control. This is crazy.
Running that mouth left and right. Trump, for his part, that was not the biggest news of the day. The biggest news of the day came when Stormy Daniels was announced taking the stand, his former sexual partner and former adult film star. She took the stand today as a witness, and it got juicy. A lot of details. Here are some. Stormy saying that she was 27 when she met Trump, estimating at the time that he was 60, and he was 61. So she had a nice little nice check on that one. She knew that he was on Celebrity Apprentice and he golfed, but that was about it. Then she detailed how Trump told her that you remind me, quote unquote, of my daughter.
Gross.
After talking for a few hours, Stormy says she went out to the bathroom and then came back startled to find Trump sitting on his bed in only boxer shorts. She described it as a jump scare. which is hilarious. But she claims Trump did not come at or put his hands on her, but told her if she ever wanted to get out of the trailer park, quote unquote, that he could help her. This is what she testified in court. Like, this is amazing. She says, the next thing I know, I was on the bed with my clothes and my shoes off. And she claims that Trump did not wear protection and that the sexual encounter was brief, although she says that she just stared at the ceiling, wondering how she got there once it started. Afterward, Trump told her that it was great and let's get together again, honey bunch. And the two never had sex again. The issue with this whole testimony and the issue with the Stormy Daniels part in the whole case is that the payment that Trump paid her, he says that he paid Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, $130,000 to then pay Stormy Daniels to keep quiet years later. And he tried to hide it under legal expenses, but people are saying he should have wrote that as a line item to hush money.
You pay a lawyer expenses payments. We didn't put it down as construction costs, the purchase of sheetrock, the electrical cost. The legal expense that we paid was put down as legal expense. There's nothing else you could say.
So that's what Trump had to say about that. You know, he's holding his ground. Continuing though, you know, the day was not finished until after Stormy Daniels left. And it was a very hard day for Trump. And he thought that this was like, you know, the Super Bowl of it. You know, he thought this was the climax, no pun intended, to his trial. And he was very upset. And much to his chagrin, it was announced that he will have to come to court next week.
It's a disgrace. But we just heard 2 to 3 more weeks. I thought they were finished today.
He said, what more could they talk about? You know, the Stormy Daniels stuff is really interesting to me because I don't quite understand why he would have paid her in the first place.
What do you mean?
Because, like, it's not like she's saying that he assaulted her. Like, she's just saying that they had sex.
Right. But the thing is, they tried to bury that story. They tried to bury that story while he was running for president. Remember?
Yes. But, like, do you think we would have cared about you cheating on your wife? Like, I guess I don't understand.
At that time, though. You think about, he's following Obama.
All them care about that type of stuff.
Yeah, he was following Obama. Like, the cleanest president socially in American history. No scandals at all and all that jazz. I mean, not that he needed it because he just took it straight to the gutter, but...
I don't know, get it, but if you're denying it now, why couldn't you just deny it then? Like, if she would have said it, like, that didn't happen, like you're doing right now. I don't know, it's weird to say, like, he paid you for that when it seems consensual. Like, I don't know, it's weird.
Does it have any impact whatsoever on your feelings about Trump, Ty? Do you think this is invigorating him, pushing him forward? But he can't campaign, like he can't get out and hit the states that he needs to hit. So is this actually being effective for him?
You want to hear something that, you know, kind of crossed my mind? I think this is better for him. Like, I'd rather do this. Absolutely. Like, all you have, like, you don't have to go on this like harsh campaign trail. You could just step outside of court every day and basically campaign from the same spot every day. I prefer this.
Okay. And also for people who are willing to support Trump, like, you have to realize here, like, this is a person, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to her, but Stormy Daniels was a porn star. So you're
adult film star.
Yes. Adult film star. And she's saying these things. You have to know that his supporters are looking at this like, and very easily dismissing this woman. Like, I don't think this is doing Trump any like trouble. It's not going to cause him any trouble. Like, this is on Joe Biden and the Democrats any favors at all, because this is very easy to dismiss for his supporters.
Who should be more embarrassed today, Trump or Stormy Daniels?
Stormy Daniels. That story didn't help anybody. Like, he laid on the bed and said, you want to get out of the trailer park? And then it was like, so then we had sex. So you...
And she got out.
How did I get here? Because you just said you wanted to get out of the trailer park. Like, that doesn't help you. That story didn't help you look good in any way. I guess she wasn't trying to look good.
All right, moving on. Let's move to another story. This one we talked about a little bit last week. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is in the news for a second consecutive week, and she's moving further and further away from Trump's glory as his VP pick. She started off this week by claiming that if she became president, one of her first moves would to be making make sure that Joe Biden's dog, Commander, joins her dog, quote unquote, Cricket, in heaven. This is what she said.
At the end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try to look tough? Do you still think that you have a shot at being a VP?
Well, number one, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog and what to do with it?
Well, he's not living at the White House.
That's the question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
That's what the president...
She wants everybody's dog killed. This is amazing to me.
She hates dogs.
And last week, we posted a clip about her on YouTube, and a lot of people were saying, like, you guys need to check the states that this happens in because it's different from state to state.
Okay, I can tell you,
I can tell you for sure, in Washington, D.C., you can't just go around shooting dogs because you feel like it. You can't do it, and that's a fact. You can look that up. I promise you it's a fact. You can't do it.
Okay. So she has wishes. Well, maybe not well wishes, but wishes for Commander. And
it is
as
sick.
Dex, you said you wanted me to play something specific last week, every week, right?
Yes.
Give it back, bitch! Give it back! Why are you gonna kill it?
Why are you gonna kill it? Speaking of Whoopi Goldberg, her memoir, Bits and Pieces, came out today. I'm gonna start it tomorrow when I finish reading Jennifer Lewis's memoir. I'm a memoir boy. I love this. Not reading that, though. I'm not reading Christie's memoir.
No going back. Out today. She also asked the publisher to make last minute edits, removing an excerpt where she details a meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. This is what she had to say when she was questioned about it on Face the Nation.
You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor, after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un. That's what you're saying.
No, I met with many, many world leaders.
But not that one.
No. That one, but you wanted to take it out of the book, but like we know that it's there. So the answer is yes, you did meet with him. And you were correct when you wrote that in the book. Like, what are we talking about?
Maybe she didn't because people are still asking.
Did you meet him?
I've been to the DMZ. I've been to North Korea. You know, people, I don't talk about my conversations with world leaders. And so when I looked at the book and I saw that excerpt, I decided to make the change to the content of the book, and that's been done.
So you didn't have a conversation with Kim when you were at the DMZ?
I don't have conversations about my conversations with world leaders. I've been working on policy for 30 years, Jesse, and that's what most people don't remember about me is I'm old. I'm a mom, I'm a grandma. I've got three little grandbabies.
You're not that old. So maybe you did have a conversation with Kim, but you don't want to talk about
it. I will not talk about my personal conversations with any world leaders. It just won't, and I'm not going to do it.
But didn't she write the book? So why'd
you write the book? What do you mean when you saw it was in there? Somebody else wrote it and you were surprised?
She didn't realize it was being put in the book. Maybe she was talking.
But you realized this stuff
she didn't write the book.
Was in the book and you decided to keep that in there.
Well, more questions.
Governor, I'm not asking you about the details of this alleged meeting. I'm asking if the meeting actually happened. I don't think it did. If it did, you'd be able to confirm for me that yes, it did. And here's when it happened. It happened, say, at such and such a date or a month, or you don't have to be specific.
I'm not going to talk about my conversations.
You're
going
to continue to have to answer this question then.
I don't think so, because the average American citizen is more worried about the border. They're more worried about what we see in a White House and a president that since January has gone out there and misled the American people over 150 times, and nobody pushes him.
Throw it back on Biden. He's been wrong 150 times. No one's questioned him. Why are you questioning me?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, though, she was good in that. Because, like, when he asked
her the question. She's very good at obstructing, like, whatever people try to do.
He was like, you're going to keep having to answer this question. She said, I don't think so. She was smooth with that response.
She's a study in Trump.
And honestly, it don't hurt that the woman's attractive, too. Like, actually, she can make it pretty far in politics.
They tried to switch it up and ask her about other subject matters, but then she just got downright snippy.
Still think that you are in line to be Trump's vice president?
No, it's up to Donald Trump. He's the only person who will decide this. He's the only person who will decide. And I spoke. Yes, I do speak to him.
May I ask what he said to you about being vice president?
No, I never tell anybody my personal conversations.
Did the dog story come up in a conversation with
Trump? I talk to President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot of things. And right now, I tell you what, he is being persecuted in a political hunt. Witch hunt in this court case. So I'm proud of him about how tough he is and how well he is doing.
Did you bring up
yes,
the dog?
Yes, enough,
with Trump.
Stuart.
With Trump. Did you
this
bring
interview
up the dog
is
with
ridiculous,
Trump?
What you were doing right now. So you need to stop. It is.
Okay.
It is.
We'll
Let's
stop.
Talk about some real topics that Americans care about.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, well, of course we are.
We do thank you for being with us.
Put that lady on the ticket so I can vote for her.
He wrapped that interview up so fast. He said, oh, you know, I think we're out of time.
Wait. Hey, Ty, Jesse, you may know. Ty, how old do you think she is?
Like 60.
52 years old. She looks like she's 36. Like, that woman looks amazing. I hope she's a vice president. I pray that she's
not going to be vice president.
I have not been this entertained.
She's vice president. Hide your dogs, hide your kids, hide your grandparents. It's a wrap, okay?
You know what's weird about Trump's politics and these people? Like, you knew people like this exist, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens, or like all these nut jobs, mm-hmm. but it's like weird to see them like out. It's almost like watching a horror movie. Like, these people are out. Like, we know they're in America, but like they're in their shithole towns, so we don't care. But now, like, they're out. They're, like, really out here. It's crazy.
She is great at deflecting. She is awesome at it.
She is awesome at deflecting. I mean, not really. It's just egregiously not answering questions, which is,
and
like,
she takes up a lot of time when she does it. So she's just filibustering.
She's like, that's Trump's technique.
Like, if you keep pushing the question, which a normal journalist would, you would feel, you look crazy. And she wins. She's Sarah Palin on steroids.
Yeah, you could say that. I could also say, so if she's Sarah Palin on steroids, what is Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Sarah Palin on cocaine.
That was politics. Now for the scoop. 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 All right. The Met Gala was last night. We cover it every year in some different frame of mind every year, right? This year we're going to do uncomfortable stuff. So these are Jason's top five most uncomfortable costumes that I saw people wearing, and the most uncomfortable costumes specifically for dinner inside of the Met Gala in 2024. So these are the people who I think had a very rough time sitting down and eating after they walked the red carpet. Here we go, top five. She couldn't sit down with that. There's absolutely no way she was able to sit down and crunch all that together. So she had to stand for most of the night, I'm sure.
I thought she's one of the best dressed.
She looks good. She looks good, but you can't sit down in that, Dex. Like, what you gonna
do? Well, also, she can't sit in standard chairs anyway, so she probably wasn't trying to sit down anyway.
What can she do?
Like, Jason and I just not sitting in a regular chair. Like, she can't.
Why not?
That body is like, she's like, what are we doing? What? She's like, I'm in the car. I
got to
go home.
She can't sit in a regular chair anymore.
No. Nick ain't been able to sit in a chair since 2010.
Since that boom, 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 boom.
She got that super bass. Like.
And there's all the detailing in the back, and they've made hair pieces.
Wood in the hair.
Wood in hair pieces. I've always wanted to be a tree.
Girl can't even look down at her shoes. She can't bend over at all.
I did like the outfit.
It's cute.
Looks nice, yeah. But like
everything looks nice, yes. But functionally, like how's she gonna sit down and drink some soup? Like she can't. She's got a tree on her chest. She can't do anything. All right, that was Taylor Russell, number three.
Is it sand? Like, you have to tell me about this look. It's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm wearing sand, basically.
Basically? Itchy. That's what I'm thinking.
Itchy and, like, also, like, she ain't been eating for weeks anyway, so one more night ain't gonna help. Like, she's fine. Like, she's like, I'm good.
She's in her element.
Like, I'm not gonna fit into no sand costume like this that literally shaped my body.
You can't get a sand gut? You don't think the gut will move out there, Shaysa?
We not finna eat? Like, it's over for that. With the Met Gala.
Number two.
So I know that people are going to do flowers, but my flower of choice is the most used flower, and it's cotton. And so I wanted to do a white t-shirt. I'm actually wet right now. This is water. And
wait, did you just get drenched before you stepped out on the carpet?
I'm not supposed to give the secret, but it's hair gel. It's hair gel. It's really? All hair gel, and it's all smooth throughout the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, and do you have a little something to change into when you get inside the business?
No, absolutely not.
You've committed to the look.
I'm performing. It's a show tonight.
Okay. And are you performing on a stage? Are you
No, not even. Right. I'm literally just going to sit in the chair all wet the whole night.
It's not seem ideal.
You know what? I know this is a super unpopular opinion. What? That was one of my favorite looks because, like, for her to be like drenched in whatever water, hair gel, whatever, her face was flawless. Like, she looked amazing.
Her face always is flawless.
She looked great. Like, I know that it's like you're doing too much, whatever, but like, I liked it.
A strange bird.
Also, I think Tyla, the one who was dressed as sand, she missed an opportunity. She should have went as water.
Okay. Oh, because Okay. Make me water.
Yeah.
Make me lose my. Okay. There we go. Very good.
Wait, and one more thing.
Sitting in that, you know, it's air conditioning in there too. You know, when air conditioning, you know, like when you have swimming trunks on and you go inside for a second.
Yes.
It gives you all wet. And how uncomfortable that feels.
But one thing about Doja Cat, because I remember when we first started talking about her, she was in those chat rooms, like being like
showing feet.
Anti-black and stuff like that. Why would you say your favorite flower is cotton? Like, I want to punch her in the face. Like, why would you say that?
When she thought that, I literally thought that she was in a racial chat room showing feet.
What is wrong with you?
You know, she's Doja Cat. What can you do? What can you do? All right, and number one, I think we all know who number one is going to be. They pulled that girdle tight.
That is unacceptably tight. That looks scary.
Kim does this every year. Kim tries to squeeze herself into some costume every single year because this is the only way they're going to invite her to it. Like, she literally is me on this show. Like, you got to perform stunts in order for us to keep you around. That's Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala. Sad.
I feel like it's dangerous for influencing children too. Like, we don't want children to be that small. So let's go ahead and embrace the weight, everybody. Okay. But Kim, you know, she didn't look like she could breathe. She looked like she was about to pass out. Was that just me?
I'm surprised she talked.
She was stumbling.
Has she done to herself?
Like the corset said, they like zipped her stupid ass in there.
Yeah, but like, did you see her waist?
Yeah.
Waist where? I didn't. That was the problem. We couldn't see it. It
didn't. She's not that fat.
She is pretty, like,
clearly.
Like, she is like.
They say she might have taken out a couple of ribs.
Put them back in there. Put them back. You look stupid.
It's not that serious. Like, it's not that serious.
And Anna Wintour still ain't, like, you said this thing list of people that can't sit down to eat. Kim wasn't allowed to come sit down to eat. That lady said, you walked the red carpet, you hit it home. Don't come in here sitting around these guests. You know better. Kim barely be invited to the Met Gala. Like, it ain't one of those things where it's like you number one on the list. Like, she got
it. Number one now. You know, for a while she was persona non grata.
But yeah, and keep it up.
They've invited her whole family now.
I bet you if she go to the Met Gala next year and she don't got that waist like tucked in like crazy, they're gonna be like, you can't come back, that girl.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
I'm telling you.
Those were my top five uncomfortable looks at the Met Gala. I think
she was definitely number one.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
The others could be shuffled around, but that one, she's number one.
All right, let's move to the thing that everyone wants us to talk about.
Do that.
According to recent reports, the bulk of the war has been fought and the crown seems to be going to Compton. Kendrick hit Drake with a relentless volley of diss tracks, dismantling Drake's character and possibly making him the punchline of the summer. Drake, to his credit, did not back down, but it seems like he didn't have as much to say about Kendrick as Kendrick had to say about him. So when we left you guys, we had three diss tracks out that were directly related to each other. You know, we're not going to include Like That or First Person Shooter, but that was over a 17-day span, right? And this week we got six diss tracks in 2 days, really five and a half, because Family Matters was, I mean, Buried Alive Part 2 was just like a little Instagram video, but five and a half diss tracks in the span of 2 days. It was crazy. So 616 in LA is a song that Kendrick released. He teamed up with Taylor Swift producer Jack Antonoff to create a song aimed at proving that someone inside Drake's inner circle is leaking material, leaking personal information. That baited Drake into releasing Family Matters, which was a 7.5 hour track, but 7.5 minute track. I'll be respectful because Drake's number one fan, Dex, is here, and I don't want to offend him. But in that track, Drake claimed that Kendrick had been violent towards his fiance and that Kendrick's manager, Dave Free, is Kendrick's child's father. He released a video with a caption to accompany that one, but 37 minutes later, Kendrick released Meet the Grams, a track in which Kendrick pens a letter to each one of Drake's family members, culminating in a jarring accusation that Drake has an unclaimed 11-year-old daughter. He also tells Adonis, Drake's son, to never let another man piss on your leg, referring to a story we reported a very long time ago, actually, on this show, that T.I. said that Drake got pissed on his leg at an award show. He also told Adonis that he wishes his grandfather, Dennis Graham, would have wore a condom. Which was also very, very salacious. Kendrick expounded on his claim in Not Like Us when he released that one, the West Coast bop, claiming that Drake is a pedophile, warning Stephen Curry and LeBron James to distance themselves. Drake then wrote on Instagram saying, nah, hold on. Can someone please find my hidden daughter and send her to me, please? These guys are in shambles. And Not Like Us, Kendrick decided to release the album cover featuring Drake's mansion with sexual offender dots, as you would see on a sexual offender registry, all around Drake's house. Kendrick leaned into it, calling Drake sexually violent and calling them quote unquote certified pedophiles with that album art. He also said that Drake was leveraging rappers like Future, Lil Baby, and Young Thug for his own gain as a colonizer. He also said that the rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. The next day, Drake released the final song so far in this this collection, I should say, of diss tracks.
Collection.
Called The Heart Part 6, where he unequivocally denies any involvement with minors, bringing up Stranger Things stars Millie Bobby Brown, even though Kendrick Lamar never mentioned her. But he also had some very questionable lines, like saying that he plotted for a week and fed Kendrick information. But that was after he said that, you know, whatever information Kendrick getting is from suckers. So it's like, which way is it, Drake? He also said that there it goes at the top. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all cowards. He continues saying the Epstein angle is something that I expected, which is a strange thing to say. Why would you expect that, Drake? Unless .. He also made fun of Kendrick allegedly being close in his song Mother to being sexually assaulted, saying, "Touch my body, my Mariah Carey play." You probably start reflecting. Seems like he didn't really listen to the song Mother, and he assumed that Kendrick did get touched and all of that. Continuing on, Drake said, "Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was effing young girls, I promised I've been arrested. I'm way too famous for the ish you just suggested," which had a lot of people saying, "Well, Drake, seems like the law system, the American law system, does not prioritize sexual assault as much as you think that they do." You can see the evidence of Robert Kelly being free for 27 years before he was arrested.
But can I just say something about that one real quick?
Go ahead.
I hate that people... I guess my whole issue with this is that people are being like low-key stupid. Because like when he says, "I'm way too famous for that," I don't think he's saying like they don't prosecute rich people, because I mean, you'd be dumb to say that they do. I think he's saying that because of who I am, if I did do this, these people would have spoke up already and I would be in trouble. Because like people keep saying this, but nobody's actually come out and said like Drake did this to me. This is only like
The rumors are swirling, much like R. Kelly's rumors were swirling, right?
Yes, but like with R. Kelly's rumors swirling, there was also like things that we could point to, like he literally was married to a minor and like people knew that. And like with Drake, like it's like there's questionable things for sure. I'll say that I think that he does on social media and hangs out with these children or whatever, and I don't agree with that at all. I think it's weird. But at the same time though, like nobody's ever accused Drake of actually doing anything to them, so it's like it's kind of odd that we even know this. And I do think that's why he said, "I expect the Epstein stuff," because you know that you've been hanging out with these young kids. You know that we think that's crazy.
Yes, no, very, very true. Good point, Stex. Thank you for highlighting that. But what I want to highlight is that the majority of listeners think that Kendrick won this battle with various headlines. Kendrick has also broken Drake's 2021 Spotify record for most streams in a day with his diss record, Not Like Us. And he's winning the beef on charts. Euphoria, I think, is in the top 10 as well as Not Like Us. It's tracking as well. So people are saying Kendrick's won the great rap war. Do you think it was that clear tie, that clear of a victory for Kendrick Lamar? Because I know Dex is not going to have a non-biased opinion.
No, I do. I would just real quick time before you go. I really do have a non-biased opinion on it. I don't think that there was like a winner loser situation on this.
See, you don't have a biased opinion.
But like personally though, I don't think that Drake, no matter what he did, like you weren't going to win this. Because at the end of the day, like the things that Kendrick was saying about Drake are things that we've said or we believe or we think. Like it's not one of those things where he's like pulling something out of like a hat and we're like, wait, what? Outside of the 11-year-old child. Yeah. But also like we've seen you do that. So like it's not shocking that Drake would have another child that he's hiding from us. I just don't think that Drake ever had a shot in this or whatever. But I will say that what I do like that Drake did is clear his name in this kind of stuff, because like that's the best that you could really do. Because like you throwing out that Kendrick is abusing his wife and all that kind of stuff like that, like you're the only person who says that. Like Kendrick did say something in one of his songs about his wife having like a black eye or something like that. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, Drake, the best thing you can do for yourself here is clear your name. He's going to keep going after you because the world is going to keep going after you. Like you are pretty easy target. Like there's a lot to say about you.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. Ty, do you think Kendrick won the battle? And feel free to put in the comments who you think won. Do you think Drake's getting a bad rap and all of this? Ty, what do you think?
I was just entertained by the battle. I think
because last week we did vote that Kendrick had so far he was leading the battle last week. That's what we all agreed
on. Line for line, I did like it, but I'm a Drake fan, so I enjoyed the battle. Did Kendrick win? I mean, yeah, I guess, but honestly, not by enough to like like these battles in years past have been enough to like shut the other rapper down for a while. I don't think that will be happening. Like, I don't think Kendrick will have shut Drake down or done anything, any real damage to his career. I think
it was so. You don't think this is the end of Drake? I mean, he's not going to really be collaborating.
Yeah, I'm not the end of Drake.
Okay, you can say that, but Drake does collaborate. He's done like two albums in the last 3 years with 21 Savage. He's has two albums with Future. Like, these are people that he's collaborated with, and now people are going to be looking at him funny anytime he tries to do those types of records.
No one's going to give a rat's ass about that. No one's going to care. You're talking about, you can make people.
You don't think he's going to have any problems getting work in the industry with other people?
No, these people want to go number one. They're going to make their money. Why would they not do records with Drake anymore? Like, because no, that's not going to do anything to his career.
You don't think any rappers are going to care about the pedophilia thing? You don't think they're going to heat Kendrick?
You don't know what these rappers be doing. They was probably with him.
No, I will say, though, now I don't think Drake will have an issue, but I do think this looks really interesting for other people, like Rick Ross, like Future. Like, it'll be interesting to see where they go with, like, J. Cole, too. Sorry, Jay. But, like, it's one of those things where it's just like, it would be pretty interesting to see where they go, especially when a lot of their bigger hits are Drake collaborations.
Well, did J. Cole burn any bridges? I mean, J. Cole could still work.
You won't get a song with me no more.
You backed out of the battle.
Nah, and because at the end of the day, you did it. Like, you still did it. You still, like, you let these people speak you up to talk, come at me, and you did it? You're done.
So he's cutting J. Cole off, just off of principle.
Oh, absolutely. You're done.
Wow. I mean, he had Drake's last number one came with J. Cole.
J. Cole's first number one came with Drake. Only number one came with Drake. He's on his way down with his crooked smile. It's over for that boy. Count it up.
Count it up. Count it. That's very nasty. Okay. Well, we wish everyone involved the absolute best in their future endeavors. We will see how the...
Do you think any more songs are coming out there, or do you think they're done?
I hope not, because I'm so
well. Allegedly, a song was supposed to come out today before Drake's mansion got shot up. If you didn't hear,
okay, now can we talk about that real quick?
If you haven't heard, the story is that a security guard got shot outside of Drake's mansion.
Yeah, by Drake.
It's that song was supposed to come out today.
By Drake.
What did you say?
I said by Drake. Drake said, "That's enough. Put your leg out."
He needs some street cred.
He was like, "What is the end?" Because it's like, "Oh, it's gotten violent now." That
you gotta get shot. Somebody gotta get shot.
Drake said, "Pull your leg out. I gotta end this."
It could have been the snitch. Maybe it was the person who was leaking.
I saw also that they wrote like not like us in Drake's store on his storefront. I think in London or Canada or something.
Like, what are you talking about?
He has like a storefront, an OVO storefront, and I feel like they said it's either London or Canada where someone wrote "not like us" on the front of the store.
I thought you were saying like horror movie style, like they just trace it out in blood or something like that.
No, he just wrote it on the store.
I think people be doing too much. Like that's like when you do stuff like that, you're doing.
Well, Ty, Drake did it. He was the one that was doing it. And Drake went out there and wrote it because he's like, "I'm sick of this shit. I'm done with it." But I do love Drake. I'm just saying.
Shot his own bodyguard.
Stranger things. Allegedly.
You see Kendrick and put no track out today because if you put that track out, we're going to point fingers at you.
Okay.
You put that track out.
All right. Moving on to an associated story that Dex wanted to talk about. and I just give Dex the credit, associate producer today. This was a line in "Not Like Us" from Kendrick. "The settlers was using town folks to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you an effing colonizer." So this line had people looking at a lot of the white hip hop media under the light and saying, "Are you actually a colleague or are you a colonizer?" One of those people who heard such criticisms was DJ Vlad. He tweeted out right after "Not Like Us" came out, "Kendrick's 'Not Like Us' needed a better mix. It takes away from the song." Once again, I just want to remind everybody before we go too far, Kendrick Lamar's "Not Like Us" breaks Drake's 2021 Spotify record for most streams in a day. So just so we know.
Okay.
He was wrong. Just off rip, he was wrong. I'm just saying, just off rip before we even get into his credentials, he was wrong because it doesn't take away from the song because it's the most streamed song since 2021. Okay. But Vlad tweeted that he was retweeted by a lady named Morgan Jerkins, who says, "You are white," capitalized. "This is a black folk affair," period. Now you laugh. Vlad then said, "Wait, so a professor at Princeton is telling me that a white person shouldn't be allowed to voice their opinion about hip hop? Is that how you interact with your students?" Morgan said, "What I'm saying is that you put your opinion in a discussion that's not needed. This conversation is and should center, I should say, black people, not you." So then Vlad decided to go off. "Don't try to change your words now. I'll be reaching out to at Princeton about this on Monday. Good luck being professor at Princeton again. I doubt the university that supports their faculty telling non-black students to shut the F up about anything hip-hop related because of their skin color." So Vlad went full Karen. He had more tweets than this. He had a lot more tweets than this. I just didn't have time to pull them all. But he did arise on Monday morning saying, "Since it's Monday, let me clear the air and state that I never had any intention of filing a complaint for to Princeton." He didn't add them this time. "That I never had any intention of filing a complaint to Princeton for former professor Morgan Jerkins saying that white people aren't allowed to comment on Kendrick Lamar's music. She trolled me and I trolled back. At the end of the day, it created an interesting discussion about race relations in America. I will be discussing it further in my future interviews."
Oh, God.
Please. Morgan retweeted, said, "A lie. He tagged my employer multiple times with the intention to professionally harm me. I didn't troll. I centered black people in a discussion on hip hop and told him to stand down because it's not his space. He's backtracking because he miscalculated. By the way, stop contacting my family." So guys, do you think Vlad was right? Morgan was wrong. Morgan was right. Vlad was wrong. Who do you think looks the worst in this whole situation?
Isn't she related to somebody that's like
probably Rodney Jerkins or something like that?
Yeah, like she was like related to somebody.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Dark face.
Dark child.
Dark child. No. Dark face. Baby face and dark face.
Dark child.
Dark child.
Dark face. What Jake was
dark
Jake
face was, sounds like
dark child.
A racist like caricature of a black person.
It does.
Like a minstrel show. It's terrible. So dark child, yes. Rodney Jerkins. Okay, cool.
He miscalculated for sure. Like he thought he was doing something that backfired pretty nicely. Yeah, like he did that thing that we do. Like we do that. Like we when white people go online, they go off and they go crazy, and we find out where they work, and we like do that whole thing. Like that works for us. It's not gonna work for you. You can't do that.
I do think that may have been a lie, but I think that he was right initially. I don't think that I think it's crazy. It's
wrong initially.
I think it is absolutely crazy to say that white people can't comment on Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. Like that is, when I saw that, I was like, "That she's off with it." Like the man is allowed to comment. Like there's no reason for him not to be like have an opinion.
I took her comment as like, I don't know. When I read her comment, I kind of took it like a criticism of his overall brand. Not
say yet, like, but you moment. Said you are white.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like I saw it as
but
like
he's criticizing the music that he's not, you know, adept to be able to criticize. Like first of all, he's not a DJ. Look, don't even get me started on that because I've been tweeting about this all week. He's not a DJ. Okay, first of all, he's the person who conducts interviews for YouTube, and half the time he's not even there because he's scared because he got punked one time and he doesn't show up in person anymore. So he does virtual interviews and he just makes monetizes those virtual interviews and pays people some money in order to divulge some salacious information that may or may not be true.
I get
it. So he's a culture vulture. He's a culture vulture at its purest sense.
I get it, and I can understand the criticism of him as a person. I totally understand that. I just don't like a conversation saying you're white. White people can't comment on this like that. I don't.
She didn't say that. She just said you're white. This is a black folk affair. She didn't say white people can comment.
You don't think that? What do you mean? To me, that's how I took it. You're a white man. White people cannot comment on this. This is for black people to talk about. We don't want your opinion on this. That's how I took it. Now, if that's not what she meant, then I'm wrong there. But I think that's how she took it. Now, what I do disagree with, and I don't have an issue with him adding for you either, because you piss me off and you work at Chipotle. I'm at Chipotle every single time.
White boy.
I'm going to do that. But then again, I'm also... Okay, what's a black male Karen? A Dexter. That's what I am. I'm a Dexter. I'm absolutely going to add your employer, and I hope you get let go.
Another thing. The social media manager of Princeton is not going to report this up the chain to the president. Like, what are we doing? Why are you adding them?
The one thing I don't like, though, because I was on his side. Like, I was like, I get where he's coming from. Until he woke up on Monday morning and had that revelation that you started this conversation. What the hell is that about? Like, you didn't start no conversation. There was no effective dialogue because of you. That's not what this was.
He's going to use it for interviews purposes.
I think this conversation was specifically to Vlad, and it was not a whole indictment saying white people can't speak on hip-hop.
As long as that's what we're saying, then I'm good with that.
Yeah. Vlad's annoying. He needs to shut up. First of all, he was wrong about the mix, because the mix goes. And it wouldn't be number one if it didn't go. Okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
And that's that on that. Shout out to Kendrick, winner of the beef, the greatest rap beef of this millennium. Now let's move on to Q&A.
I got a question.
Go time, Ty.
I love when you like just tell me I'm doing this off the fly.
I mean, it's process of elimination. If Dex is doing a segment, you're doing Q&A. If you're doing the segment, Dex is doing Q&A.
I got you. Thank you for it's time for Q&A. Send us your questions. You know, let's get it done.
Oh, very nice intro. Thank you.
Jason, I'm sorry if I'm not a good,
Your effort is commendable.
I appreciate it. I'm in a serious bind and could really use some advice. So for months, my mom's been gushing.
Oh my God. Sorry.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
I'm in a bind.
Okay, let's try this again.
About this guy she's been seeing. She finally showed me a picture and my heart dropped. It's the same dude who, back when he was the assistant dean at my college, made inappropriate advances toward me.
Oh my God, stop doing that. My gosh. What are we doing here? Just stop. Sorry.
It's all good. When we run this back, we're going to just mix this together.
Or not.
I wanted to report him then, but I chickened out. Now he's the dean of the program, and my mom is head over heels in love with him. They've even talked about getting married and him retiring her. That when you say retiring, so when it means that you're killing them, is my opinion.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was about to say big spender, but no, you took it morbid.
No, it's morbid. Like, I'm retiring and like I'm killing you. but here's the kicker. When I brought up our history to my mom, she straight up denied. He straight up denied ever meeting me before. Can you believe the nerve? My mom's playing the fence, and I feel like she should be picking my side. But since I didn't report him back then, I don't have any proof. How do I convince my mom that I'm just looking out for her safety and not trying to ruin her relationship? There's no convincing her. If you told your mom this story and she kept going and said this didn't happen, and she's playing the fence, I don't think there's nothing
to convince her.
Huh?
Mom sprung, but I will say, why do you think? Well, I do understand that he made inappropriate advances towards you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's unsafe.
That's true too.
If I speak, if you speak, get the show shut down.
Why not? What are you going to speak about?
Because I got a suggestion, and mine is what you should go with. But if you got kids in the room, cover their ears.
I got to hear this.
If you want, you said, how do I convince my mom that I'm just looking out for her safety and not trying to ruin her relationship? You should go fuck him. And when you do that, you should let your mom know that you did it. And that's the end of everything. He wants it. Give it to him. Do it. And I promise you, your mom, that'll be the end of everything. I promise you that. You won't have to worry about it anymore.
Not the way this mom is sprung. Like, you tell me.
Wow.
I mean, inappropriate advances, I don't know. There's a level of things that can mean, I guess. I took it that I don't know how I took it.
Why would that be the conclusion, Dex?
You should retire him. That's what you should do. Retire him. Right in between your legs.
But I think that I don't know. It's kind of problematic to me that your mom like doesn't.
Think your mom's going to think that you just wanted to have sex with him. Like, that's all that is.
But she gets weird that she doesn't believe her. Like, why wouldn't she believe? Right.
Yeah, she's just going to think you want to have sex with her boyfriend.
You know why she don't believe her?
Why?
Look, I want us to have a job. I want us to have a show. But I'll just say this: when these situations like this be happening, these women be jealous. They be jealous of these young girls. And then, like, you tell them this kind of stuff like this. This woman probably ain't never had nobody do her like that and talk to her like that. Because why would you even ask this man about that? If my daughter told me that this would happen to her, that's the end of it. And if I was the daughter, wow, fuck them on your wedding night. Like, that is just for me. If my mom did something like that to me, I'm some young girl, my mom did that to me, it's over for you.
It's over for you. I cannot believe your opinion on that.
Very ghetto. Oh, that's a fact. That's what I would do.
That she goes to have sex with the man just to prove what? Like, he's a dirtbag. I don't want him but all of huffing and puffing his old ass.
Sometimes you gotta end up
how did you get here?
He'd be out there like, how did I get here? And he's gonna even get me out of the trailer park. Like,
you know. You said you wanted to be retired, right?
Man, I'm getting retired next. Like, oh, what? Gosh. No. I don't know what to do about this situation.
I don't think you should do what Dex says.
I think you should do that.
Nobody in their right mind is going to take Dexter's advice. I mean, week by week, he's proven.
Okay. It's
not one that you should. I mean, maybe find a way before sex to prove this point. Somehow, maybe a text message or like, what do they call them?
They used to do on Mari and get a hot, sexy decoy.
Yes. Put them on a couch with a hidden camera.
Mom has probably been toxic. I'm just putting her at arm's length and moving on with my life. If he does what he does and she saw it, he don't come crying to me. I'm not coming up with no covert mission and having sex with, I'm not doing all that. Like, I told you what happened. I'm telling you he's a dirtbag. If you get your little heart shattered, that's on you. And I'm not coming to your wedding. That's that.
I'm going to be at the wedding.
Oh, we know Dex will be there.
You got work to do, Dex. You got work to do.
Wait, can I just say one more thing, though? Let your mom hear this. Miss, if a man is going to retire you, he's not going to tell you he's going to retire you. He's just going to do it. And if he's just talking to you about it, he ain't going to do it.
No, he's not going to retire you.
Nobody tells you, I'm going to retire you.
Oh, my God. Like, they're so lucky I'm on the internet. Like, this woman, your mom is stupid, though. I will tell you that. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. Your mom's an idiot.
Tyler, no deans don't be making
no dean got any damn money. What are you talking about?
Eric in the comments said, who said it was a girl? It could have been a boy. If it's a boy, I think the same thing applies.
That's what
I'm just the same thing applies. Like, do what you gotta do.
Oh my God. That's true. We don't know if it's a boy. It could be a boy.
Could be. All right. Go ahead and lead us out, Ty.
Listen, send us your questions. When I'm on the show, I will answer them and you will have appropriate and sound advice. But if you want to be entertained, Dexter will give you something ridiculous to do. But please send us those questions every single week because we need this in our lives.
So press record and let you film me.
You're on mute.
Sorry. This edition of the clips is called Doing. Oh, okay. There we go. Next.
Oh, perfect. That was weird.
Getting out of this. Because he doesn't want to see him. Doing too much. That is the category this week for the clips. These are people who are just a little too much dip on that shit. Okay. All right. So now hopefully Dex will be able to come back and see the video so that he can vote a little bit later. But in the meantime, it's short. So let's go ahead and just play it. Here we go.
Wait, I didn't get what happened.
It said a lady locked her door when I was walking by, so I checked.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, that is so funny.
You should start doing that. What do you think will happen? You might get shot. Tied up.
Trap gonna shoot back.
Dex, what you say? Dex, you muted. You muted. You muted. You muted. You muted.
I said, play it one more time for the people at home.
Oh, for you.
Wait, now.
You heard her in the background?
Now, who did too much? The person who pulled the handle or the person who locked the door?
I hate when people lock the door when I'm walking by. Like, I really want to be doing that.
Jason, if you walk past me,
I'm not worried about you.
If you walk past me, I will lock the door and pull off.
Oh.
Play that again, Jason, one more time.
Did she scream?
Yeah. No, my concern is you locking the door when I walk by. You have to stick a key in that door. You don't have nothing that I want.
You don't want that 2005 Toyota Camry? That's not what you want?
I do not want that car. That looks like one of them old Dodges. I don't want that car. Don't be locking your door with you sticking that key in the door, and you're going to try to hurry up and lock it with that little manual lock? Please.
Push it down?
I would be so offended.
I'm laughing.
You know, she rolled that window up with that hand.
With the handle.
Girl, please. I do not want that car.
Get a clue. All right. Number two is called They Not Like Us in honor of Kendrick.
It's good. It hurts a little bit. You soon finish, honey. That's two more on this side, okay?
Two more on just one side?
Yeah, she's doing each side. Beauty is pain, okay?
And you know what's crazy? She really sitting there going through all that pain just for it to frizzle out in 2 hours. That's
you know it is. As soon as she walked on that block.
When you go to like those ports and like Jamaica and stuff, they be mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that. It's like hilarious.
I'll be as red as Trump.
They got it.
Now, Miss Jerkin saw that post and she had something to say. Then I think we would be on the same page because everything ain't for everybody.
Doing too much. This one's called Call the Ambulance.
What? Hold on, Nick. Don't move. What? Hey, grab me some napkins. Nick, don't move. What? Nick, don't move. Nick, don't move. I cut you just a little bit, Nick.
Wait a minute. Come here, a little bit.
Nick, I cut you a little bit.
Hey, boy.
I just cut you a little bit, Nick.
What?
Right, hold on.
Call the police, man.
Let me clean it for you. I got you. I'm holding for you. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Call the police and the ambulance. Did you guys call the police?
What the fuck are you gonna do? Call the ambulance.
Hold on. Sit down, Nick. You're losing breath, Nick.
No,
bro. It's fake, bro. Hey, look.
Fake.
What do you mean it hurts?
Oh, man. It's
gonna
hurt, man.
He said it hurt.
What are the police gonna do?
But just to be clear, though, that man's name is Nick, correct?
Yeah. You thought he was calling him nigga?
At first I was like, oh, Nick. Then I was like, wait a second now.
That was good.
Call the ambulance.
Don't do that to me, though. Don't ever play with me like that.
You don't like to be played with?
I don't like to be played with.
I got like stuff.
I'll be having stuff to do. Like, I don't come there for that.
You rocking inside.
Do a little video with somebody else.
All right, and last but not least, this one's called T-Rex, but the T's for trauma.
We're volunteer at this time. Yeah. Look at all these hands. I don't even have to get to the show. I just need a volunteer. She's not having it. She's not even raising her hand. What are you doing? Okay. All right. So, these hands.
Why would they do that?
Who let them do that to their daughter?
Do you know what that poor little girl has gone through in her life to just not be affected by that? Like, you didn't smile, you weren't scared. Like, that girl has seen some things in life.
She wasn't worried at all. She wasn't worried at all.
Then why they bother?
So you guys tell me who's winning Doing Too Much. Door Check, They Not Like Us, Call the Ambulance, or Trauma Rex?
Oh, Door Check. Ambulance.
And Door Check had my favorite because that
Door Check is amazing, but Call the Ambulance, like, I'm gonna watch it again when this is over. Like, that's the one.
They can't be messing with people like that, man.
Let us know in the comments who you voting for. I'm kind of stuck between I like Trauma Rex too. That was a good one. They just munched her head. That's kind of funny to me. She just took it. Got some Door Checks. Rayshawn said Dino was mad she wasn't reacting.
When they start patting that girl on her head, if I'm the parent, back up off my child.
This.
Oh, you already know I'm not letting that go down. So that's
enough is enough.
Todd, what you gonna do? You gonna roll in the back,
swinging at everybody? Like,
you gonna go to the control board? You gonna go to the control board? Start whooping ass.
Somebody's getting hurt. I'm tearing that place up. I don't play that. They munch your head. I swear to God, I burned that place down.
The first time.
First time.
Because that's not necessary. Don't do that.
Don't mess with my.
That's what it is.
I hop over that little fat. They be like, "What is he doing?"
Dinosaur gonna be extinct again. retired again.
I'm retired, good too. I'm retiring a couple folks that day.
All right. So, which one would you like to see at the check or call the ambulance?
Oh, I'm sticking with Door Check. Like, that can't. That video can't disappear. This little
Door Check short enough.
Call the ambulance video is gonna come up again. If we ignore Door Check, we'll never see it again.
It's because it's only 6 seconds.
I'm okay with that one.
Just racist and poor. Bye, girl.
All right, we'll have to have a mid-year battle of the losers to see if Ambulance can still get in. So we're going to move forward with Door Check this week. Okay. So shout out to Door Check. All right. Now it's time for the world-renowned Dexter Does It.
And here we go.
Dexter does it, yeah, you know I'm the man. Trying out the favors, sticking with the plan. Wanna take you on a journey, show you how it's done. Dexter's in the house, let's have some fun.
Alright, so we got
you, Jason.
What'd you say, Todd?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said we have another Dexter Does It this week. So this has been a viral challenge that I've seen on social media where people are going to stores and they're getting Dr. Pepper and pickles and they're eating it together. And I want to see how it goes. So I got my pickles. They're green, so you probably won't be able to see them. But I'm putting the pickles. I got, obviously, the Chick-fil-A ice. So I got the ice there. And I'm going to stick the pickles in there. They're like nice thick pieces of pickle, too.
I thought that was ice cream.
No.
You said, hold up. You said the pickles thick.
They're like big, thick.
They're big, thick pickles.
You got the pickles back.
And then I got my Dr. Pepper here.
Can we get the flavor of that pickle? What kind of pickle is that?
Oh, it's actually a hot and spicy pickle.
Oh, one of hot and spicy.
Yeah. Okay.
Thick, hot, and spicy. Go ahead.
Thick, hot, and spicy. Okay. Okay. Okay, Stormy. Okay, Stormy. I see you.
You getting out the project today, honey.
Here we go.
So what you supposed to do? You don't try to suck a pickle through a straw?
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, that's a talented mouth you got on you.
All right.
Stormy, watch out.
Let's see how it tastes.
What the hell's the point of that?
Oh, so you're not supposed to just dip the pickle? You're supposed to drink it all as like a drink?
Yeah. So it's all in there. The pickle's all in there. Mm.
That's stupid as hell. I don't think that's going to do it.
You're going to get the pickle in your mouth. It's not just going to slide on all that ice. You might have to fish that pickle out.
That's too much ice. Like, take out the damn ice.
That's too much ice. You should put like 2 pieces of ice in there and the rest. You should have used that pickles as ice.
Now let's see how the pickle tastes after it's been submerged in Dr. Pepper a little bit.
It hasn't been. It's been submerged in ice. You're doing it wrong. Try again next week.
This is a good one. Ooh. Ooh. Mm. Mm. Pickle got a little kick to it.
got a little zing.
Pickle got a little kick to it. This actually is not bad. Try it. Dr. Pepper.
No, you're not going to try pickles. It.
Nobody's buying that. Why would you do that?
Now I want to try with a little pickle juice. I want to see what it does.
Oh, yes, please.
There we go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
That's diabolical.
Can you just scoop at least a spoonful of ice out of there?
Why you put so much ice in there? You got so much ice. He be filling that ice like them, like they be giving you ice at in 38D on the airplane.
We good.
It's not good. It's we nasty. Good.
With the pickle juice, this thing's like, no, thank you. Mm-mm. Nope. That's been another edition of Dexter Does It. We won't be doing that one again.
All right, Dex. Very good job. I really appreciate you drinking pickle juice with Dr. Pepper on air. It's going to add a lot of value to the show in the future. So thank you for doing that.
Mm. Our chief full. We need to do
pickles something. Itself is fine. Pickle juice, that's the problem. Don't do that.
Okay. So moving forward, though, are you going to be taking pickles out of your, like, your sandwich and stuff at Chick-fil-A and putting
it in? I actually don't eat pickles on a regular. Like, usually if I go to Chick-fil-A, I'll be like, oh, no pickles.
Well, now are you going to start to sneak them into your Dr. Pepper?
Maybe. A new drink alert.
That's disgusting. No one do that. Do you know if they were using the pickles as a straw before?
No, they were just putting it in there and just like eating it. But like they were doing it at Sonic and they were asking the people in the drive-thru to put pickles inside of their drinks. So you really go to a fast food restaurant, you tell them to put pickles inside of the drink and they do it.
That's disgusting. Well, I'm glad you did that. I hope that you don't have any sort of stomach ailments, and we wish you the absolute best.
What else is new?
Pickle boy, shout out to you. Thank you for doing that. All right, Ty, do you have any anything that you want to say about the pickles? Any other follow-ups?
No, why would I have follow-ups for pickles?
I don't know. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys have any other suggestions that Dex should try outside of Dr. Pepper and pickles, please send them our way. Dex is also willing to do dances, jigs,
workouts,
exercises. Yeah, please get the workouts in because summer's coming, as well as singing challenges as well. So let us know what's trending in your hood and we'll try to get Dex to do it on air and embarrass himself.
Or your town.
Or your trailer park.
Thank you everybody who tuned in today. We had a nice raucous crowd today. I really appreciate you guys. Don't forget to do what we tell you to do every single week. And that is the following: like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment, because, you know, there's only one way we can get you guys, you know, more of what you love and get on more TVs, get on more stations, get on more channels, and that's with your support. So we really appreciate you guys tuning in. For Dex, for Ty, for Phil, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. Follow us on all of our channels, and we will see you guys next week. Peace out.